Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Dakota today with What's on Your Mind. Rough Rider Center. Incredible facility. Incredible. And the great part of this incredible facility is it'd be great in any community in every corner of North Dakota, South Dakota, and Minnesota, but it's in Watford City because of the fact that Watford City is really in the epicenter of the oil and gas miracle, and that's what it is. It's a miracle. When you can get oil from rock, that isn't happenstance, right? That's the good Lord at work. Amazing. Oil and gas industry, they just farm gas. They farm oil. It's no different than what our farmers do with the oil. And some people say, well, you got to be careful because it's a finite resource and we're going to run. Really? Really? I think when you consider that we get barely 10% of the oil out of the ground, barely 10%, and every day somebody gets a little smarter about how to get another 0.111%, and then the next day they do another more and a little more. I think it's if you say it's a finite resource, you don't believe in God, because the only way to explain the fact that we get oil from rock is, you know, the God-given talents that these petroleum engineers have, friends like, you know, people like my friend Jeff Comer and Jim Arthod and Joel Brown, these young, just smart guys that just, and I start naming names, there's millions of Harold Hamm, who had a high school education, cleaned out sludge out of oil tankers, and that's how he started, and kind of said, I think I can do this too, and hobbled together a couple bucks to invest in a well, and was a millionaire by the time he was 30, and decided then to go back to school so he could really understand geology, right? And credits EERC and UND and the core sample library for all the innovation he's done. So I get really excited when I get to Watford City to see all this happening, and most especially seeing what oil and gas does for education, for opportunities. I am in Watford today because 900 plus, I think they almost got to 1,000, so it's just short of 1,000 kids have been part of this. Yesterday was grade 7 through 9. Today it's sophomores, juniors, and seniors. And they're part of the T4 Tools, Trades, Torque, and Tech Summit today. And what they're doing is learning workforce skills. But it isn't like in a room with a book. I'm looking at a McKinsey Electric Cooperative, super sweet Peterbilt truck with a big boom on it. Next to me is a John Deere 230 tractor, and the folks from Gooseneck Implement are here. General Equipment is here with their Komatsu equipment, and they have all these cool little breakout seminars for the kids who are going to be here shortly. And, you know, it's really fun to see some of these breakout sessions and what they do, because they have the opportunity to do all kinds of these sessions. Here's my list here. And by the way, North Dakota Petroleum Council, I guess the foundation and the council, Lignite Energy Council, are major sponsors of all this. And, you know, here's the session list, just to pick a couple of them. A glimpse at emergency management. What does a diesel technician do? General Equipment and Supply is going to walk them through that. The world of aviation is changing. So Insight RBV Services is here, right? What are drone flying operations? Future methods of transportation, the Department of Transportation this year, the welding industry, heavy equipment operators. You know what? There's a lot of moms and dads out there. They want their sons and daughters to have opportunities that they didn't have. And that used to be the only path to that was you're going to go to college. Well, now you go to college and they charge you way too much money for a subpar education in some cases. I happen to think UND, UMary, you know, there are places that do it well. You know, NDSU could be in that camp, but I just would rather mention UND. But, you know, I mean, there's good schools out there. I mean, I was just at Dickinson State. We got good schools. But higher ed is an anchor. So the higher ed sort of mentality is an anchor on anything that makes sense. So you're going to pay good money, sometimes too much money, and too often you're going to send Dean Bershani is a great example. Dean Bershani is a good leader. He runs a good school in NDSU. But he cannot say no to Planned Parenthood partnering with NDSU. You know why? Academic freedom. Because the second he does, he's got a revolt of professors. Those are the professors that want to indoctrinate your kids. I'm not paying for that. I'm not going to pay for that. I will not do it. And if my son or daughter say they want to go there, you know, my son got a wicked great education, magna cum laude at UND, School of Engineering, and now he's an electrical engineer. It was a good education. I like UND. I have been a student at the University of Mary. There's good education out there, but higher ed in general, nationwide, is such a poison that they are indoctrinating our kids, and you're paying for it, and they're sending them out into the work world with tons of debt. That is like handing your kids a gun with two bullets in the chamber and having them take a spin. Sorry, that's graphic, but that's what it is as far as a career and what you're saddling them with. Why wouldn't you say, you know what? You're so dang good around the farm. You could be a mechanic anywhere. Go on and get yourself a $50,000, $60,000, $70,000, $80,000 job out of school, you know, or learn at these places. This is what it's about. My friends at General Equipment, Ann Pollard over there, she is a session. You should text your son or daughter and say you don't want to miss session D. D like dog, okay? If you've got a son or daughter here, say session D, because during session D, she is going to be giving away. Are you ready, Kevin? Wait for it. Wait for it.
Waiting.
My pillows, a My Pillow robe,
nice.
And copies of my book, Grassroots. It'll happily sign for any student that wants to use it for a doorstop. And more importantly, Mike Lindell's book, which is What Are the Odds? From Crack Addict to CEO. So session D, go over and see Ann Pollard, and you can register to win some goodies when the class wraps up. So kind of fun. We have a wicked, crazy show here today, and I'm going to stick the microphone in the front of any youngster that wants to tell me why they're here and what they like what they're seeing here today at the T4 event in Watford City. Working on tomorrow's innovative workforce in our schools today. That's what they do. They talk to, this is kids, 10, 11, 12, getting real-world training activities, interacting with experts in their fields, oil, gas, construction, electrical, welding, and others. There's nothing not to like about this. Did they have this when you were in school? Kevin, did you take a day and go up to like a cool town and then interact with the, you know, employers? I never did. Never had anything like this ever. You know, I guess shop class was the closest thing to it, right?
That was about it, yep.
And you'd make some kind of dumb lamp, you know, and try and get it to work. But it wasn't like
a football table.
Right. And I like football tables, but the point is that you don't really you don't really learn anything from that. You don't say that, gosh, I might like to do that. Maybe
as
I should do
career,
that.
As a career, yep.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I mean, I didn't. I don't recall even a conversation with a I don't know, a counselor even said, of course, in my case, you know, I've been on the radio since I was knee-high to a grasshopper and around radio stations, and there was never any doubt what I was going to do. I couldn't wait to get done with my senior year, despite all the great memories, because I wanted to make money.
Well, it's career talk. I like that. I mean, in Moorhead, they've got that they bought the old Sam's Club location for a career academy. So kids are more and more being, you know, looking at ways to, not just a job, think about a career.
Well, and it's kind of a no-brainer, isn't it? I mean, really, that's because that's what it's about. And, you know, there was a time when a good liberal arts education, just to kind of have a little well-rounded idea of the world, was fine. But when you go there to get indoctrinated and pay the money you pay, it's just dumb. I mean, I don't know in this day and age, unless the school was just, you were really focused. And my daughter, somebody's going to say this, so I might as well say it first. Oh, yeah, you tell me your daughter isn't getting indoctrinated at Yale? Look, people try. But she came out of high school thanks to 12 years of Catholic education. And a school I would walk on broken glass for, the John Paul II Schools, Catholic education, grounded. So when she goes out to Yale to say, do I want to be a student or not here, had a dream. You know, and the dream was an Ivy League education, got accepted at two Ivy League schools, decided on Yale. She didn't go there saying, this is going to be utopia. I'm at Yale. It's great. She said, there's going to be people here that think a lot differently than I do. And I'm going to make sure I'm the light to them where I can be. And that I'm going to find a circle of friends and find what is great about this. And that's when I go out and visit her, and she says things like, oh, Dad, yeah, this, Clarence Thomas is talking today. Do you want to go to that, Dad? oh, no, I mean, let's go have lunch. I don't want to see Clarence Thomas. You know, I mean, it's just the opportunities that they have. So you, in that case, you find the good and whatever. Right? It's not that I'm against higher education, and I happen to be someone that thinks the University of Mary is the most well-rounded, wonderful education, whether you're a high school student and whether you're my age, a dinosaur at 56. It's a great education, which is why when you mention my name, you don't even have an application fee. And if at 56 years of age you find yourself out of a job and say, what am I going to do for the next 20 years? They'll help you decide, and they'll give you credit for everything you've done previously, right? In other words, your world life experience transfers into, credits that allow you to get through what you do sooner. And they have all kinds of innovative things. That's the way higher ed should be. That is really the way it should be. And North Dakota's higher education institutions are better than most. There's no doubt about it. In fact, higher ed should be here. I don't know if higher ed has a place here, or even if they were invited here, but they should be here and be part of this. Steve Holand is the superintendent of schools of Watford City. We're going to check in with him. Governor Doug Burgum will join us. Mike Nathy to talk about that innovative investment fund that North Dakota will have, part of the Legacy Fund, and much more on What's on Your Mind, plus your calls straight ahead.
Hi, this is Stacey Boster, NMLS 1908175 from People's Home Equity Mortgage. With interest rates at an extraordinary low, now is the time to purchase or refinance. We take the time, online or in person, to walk our customers through every step of the home loan process. Call me, Stacey Boster, at 701-213-4426 or visit peopleshomeequity.com. Great people deserve great advice.
Moving soon? Go with a pro. Get a move estimate from Action Movers. It's easy. Now offering virtual moving quotes. Meet with one of their relocation consultants virtually from your smartphone and at your convenience. Or if you prefer, they'll come to your home or business and guide you through a stress-free move experience. Get same-day estimates with honest, straightforward pricing. Whether you're moving your home, your office, your employees, they can help you every step of the way because they make moving easy. 701-566-5532. ActionMovers.com. The only way to move. It's time. Time to return to Norway. Let's plan for 2021. Nobody better to take you to Norway than Carol Juven at Juven Tours and Travel. You know, basically, if you want to do Norway, you want to do a family trip, you want to do it right, you want to just say, hey, what's my celebration going to be when this mess is over? Pick 2021. Right now, find a month in 2021 and book it, right?
Yes, we have got 5 tours for 2021.
What number trip to Norway will that be for you?
Trip number 180.
Let's help them build back because this is it in Norway. Tourism is what makes them... No, it's pretty phenomenal. And if folks are dreaming a little about 2021, what do they need to see?
Oh, the fjord country they need to see and the people. We don't just tour Norway. We meet the people.
Carol wants to send you a giant map of Norway free. 701-237-9000. JuvenTours.com. JuvenTours.com. And he'll help you find your family with that map. Juven Tours and Travel. 237-9000. JuvenTours.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I've been down the Mississippi. Kevin is in for Todd today since I'm on the road, but I can make Kevin hungry. And Todd's probably monitoring. He's got the bell and the buzzer going back there at the K-Fires World Headquarters.
I did, by the way, I did have to sample the chicken pot pie in Glendon day before yesterday. Fantastic.
Well, really when you hear the words chicken pot pie, you can't not stop, right? Especially when the weather took a little turn like it did. You just, So today, pulled pork or French dip sandwich sounds like my favorite comfort food. Exit 292 off of I-94 on Valley City. And remember, once you come out the exit, go north. If you go south, you have this sort of fast food that's not even warm, and a tough time for truckers to get up the hill. If you go north, you got easy in and out access, and you have home cooking and grab-and-go convenience. And if you're like me, sometimes you look and say, you know what? I had a French dip sandwich yesterday at lunch, and I love the pulled pork, but I'm going to try something different. Say, would you slap on a burger for me? And they'll do a homemade burger for you any way you want. Valley-made meats, it's just unbelievable. Meatloaf dinner in Harwood today. Good weather for this stuff. Tater Tot Hot Dish in West Fargo. Another I-29 location, 12th Avenue and I-29 Tuna Noodle. And on it goes. On your way home today, Kev, they got the Tater Tot Hot Dish in Glendon, too. Just saying. Plus, you can buy any size fountain pot for 79 cents. PetroServe USA. Grab-and-go convenience, home cooking, lowest price fuel around, Marathon, they've got Cemex, they've got their own PetroServe brand, it's great. Steve Holden is here. He is the superintendent of schools for one of the fastest growing, if not the fastest growing school district in North Dakota, even through good times and bad. How are you, sir?
Doing very well. Thanks for having me.
Glad to be in Watford City, and it's fun to see kids see new opportunities when it comes to their future and their education, and what an event you have going here, huh?
Yeah, it's absolutely great. It was fun yesterday walking around and just seeing the students engaged in these discussions and the hands-on opportunities. And I think to see that connection that they're in school, they're getting the education, sometimes they don't make that connection with where this actually applies to their life after high school and the skills that are used in these jobs that are out here. And we just found out, too, that the information about what jobs are available and in the energy sector still is something we really have to continue to target, because I think our students are somewhat aware but not completely aware of all the opportunities that are related to energy in particular in our area, but a lot of other related fields.
Is it, give me a rough idea of the percentage of kids that now think about, you know what, I don't necessarily have to go to college. I mean, if I lived out here, you know, I'd think, gosh, I can weld and make $50 an hour, right? I mean, make a good living, raise a family, love the community. Are more and more kids thinking about this way as a career rather than automatically going to college?
I think they are. You know, we're finding that our graduates are probably about a third of them are making that choice, that they're looking at other opportunities after high school that do not involve four-year college or even two-year college. And, you know, I think there's a stigma that with that that we're trying to also acknowledge that there are great opportunities. And for a lot of students, that is a good choice to make. There's certifications. There's things that are short of that two-year degree that they can explore. But I think the key is also just keeping options open for students. The market changes so quickly and the world changes so quickly. Just making sure students have a good foundation. And we're hearing a lot about the soft skills and the things like that students bring to a position is critical as well as far as employers looking for that workforce.
Well, I've noticed when I went to school, you know, if you took one of these jobs, you were kind of the greaser, right? You kind of just like the motorhead, and, you know, it was always kind of the kids that were on the wrong side of the tracks. That's just not true anymore.
It absolutely isn't. You know, we're trying to break that stigma that, you know, these are just great opportunities, and you don't have to go to a ton of school to have a good job that provides a good quality of life if it fits what you like to do. And I think, again, it's trying to make sure students find a passion for what they're going to be doing with their life and with their careers, and you know, not making those choices early enough to know that there are opportunities there. And I think that for many students, the opportunities right after high school in the workforce are good choices, and it does leave some options open for them.
Tell me how much more of that comes on you as an educator. An administrator to say, you know what, some of these kids aren't going to go to college, so let's get them prepared with some of the things they normally would wait for college. Does that transform K through 12?
Absolutely, and it's a great question. That's really where we've been working the last 3 years on our Workforce Skills Initiative, because we felt like we weren't maybe doing the best that we could to make sure that when the student left high school that we were prepared in all ways for a workforce, not assuming that there's going to get some other training or other education that's out there. So we really tried to make that push to align what we're teaching in school and what the skills and some of the equipment and the software they're going to be using potentially when they get to that workforce. So we brought a lot of our industry in, we brought a lot of our larger businesses and said, what is it that you need if these students are coming to you right after high school? What kind of skill sets do they need? What should we be exposing them to? And for the last 2-3 years, it's been a major push for us to say that, you know, we want to work with them. Not that we're pushing students right to the workforce right after high school, but if they're making that choice and we're learning a skill set, why not align it to something very similar they're going to see if they make a choice to go to employment after school? So that has been a really push, and T4 is kind of part of that, is where we had those discussions of breaking down those barriers and making sure that that communication is there. And I think our industry and our businesses have appreciated us opening the door and listening to what they are looking for and what we can prepare our students for.
North Dakota Petroleum Council, Lignite Energy, major sponsors here. And, of course, this facility is phenomenal. Your high school is phenomenal. For people that sort of they don't get oil and gas or they think it's yesterday's energy or whatever, they ought to come here, right, see your school and see what this is built.
Absolutely. You know, and it's been such a great story. And, I mean, and it goes back, obviously, well over 10 years. And, of course, it fluxes and you have these different variations. But energy to our area has been a tremendous aspect. It's been a tremendous resource. And, we've tried to embrace that, and we ride the ups, we ride the downs. But it's a tremendous tremendous career. It's a tremendous base. And, we've tried just to make the best of that. And I think our community has always been a reflection of taking opportunities to maximize those opportunities and make good decisions. And
what's the high water mark for enrollment in Watford City Public Schools?
We maxed out probably a little over 1,800 students, K through 12. We took a little dip this year, which variety of reasons of why we thought that could happen. We did lose some for some distance learning and so forth throughout the year. So so we're down a little bit now. We're just under 1,700.
But that's not a down. That's sort of the ebb and flow, right?
It really is, and that's where we had a slowdown 3-4 years ago. We went through that process, and really what happened is that we really flatlined. I mean, some of the 10-15% increases were became 1-3, which is maybe normal in most situations. And so we've been prepared to deal with that. And so I don't know if we've seen it as a complete negative. I think that we expected this to some degree. We're still projecting healthy increases that start next year. Every year we do a demographic study. We still see almost doubling of enrollment over a 10-year period. It's just we get prepared for the ups and downs.
Half a minute left here, but I want to quickly know how confident are you kids are getting the education they need in this COVID area and this total disruption of the last year?
Wish we were more. I mean, I think we found out that certainly in-person instruction is incredibly valuable. I mean, I think that we were in a technology age where we thought, well, maybe a lot of this could be done in a completely different environment. I think that what the pandemic showed was that, yeah, there's some things we can do with technology and distance learning, but boy, is it not even really close to replacing the experience of in-person. So we're glad that we had in-person all year as much as possible. And, I think we've come out of here thinking technology is a great thing to accent what we do, but boy, is it not even close to really replacing for a vast majority of our students. They really need our in-person instruction.
I bet they do, and nobody does it better than Watford City. It's a great place to live. It's a great community. There are tons of opportunities here, and you get a great education. Just think small town, common sense. There's a lot of it here at every level. Thanks, Steve. Good to see you.
Thank you. Great to see you again.
Steve Holland, Superintendent of Schools for Watford City, here part of the T4 event in Watford City. 1,000 kids from across the state today, sophomores, juniors, seniors, and here they come. First one I see is a Fighting Hawk shirt on. Smart kid. More after this.
It's time to visit your Northern Region New Holland dealer to see the latest over 100 horsepower tractors from New Holland. They use leading edge EcoBlue high ESCR engine technology for increased power, torque, and fuel efficiency, as well as Tier 4B emissions compliance. That's New Holland Smart. Choose from T7, Genesis T8, and T9 series tractors up to 620 rated horsepower. Explore the power of blue today at your local Northern Region New Holland dealer.
A trusted energy partner, a leader in the Bakken. That's Hess, a global independent energy company leading the way in oil and gas exploration and production in North Dakota, working with suppliers, landowners, communities, applying new approaches and innovative technologies for operating safely and efficiently and protecting the environment. Hess, working hard to make a positive impact on the lives they touch.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Biden administration is planning to announce sanctions on Russia as soon as today. Sources say it will target several individuals and entities. The package of sanctions targeting several Russian officials will be coupled with orders to expel some of them from the United States. The sanctions would be part of a set of responses by the U.S. government to a cybersecurity breach, which was identified in December and that the U.S. government said was likely orchestrated by Russia. Violent protests continue in Brooklyn Center, Minnesota, as demonstrators clash with police following the apparent accidental death of 20-year-old Dante Wright. Ex-Brooklyn Center officer Kim Potter is charged with second-degree manslaughter in the shooting death. She has since posted $100,000 bond. A group of House Republicans Tuesday will introduce a constitutional amendment aimed at setting the number of Supreme Court justices at 9 in reaction to calls from Democrats to pack the court in an executive order by President Biden to study the topic. USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
In Wexford City today. Lots of fun to come. We have Governor Doug Burgum next hour. We have lots of guests to tell you about some things that are happening in Wexford City, including the training of the Bismarck Bucks. That's kind of cool. And, well, just lots of other things. Doug will be here to tell us a little bit on the tourism side, and we're going to have some fun. Pat from the Rough Riders Center, because if you think you're having an event, thinking of having an event, you want to have it here for sure. Brought to you today by our friends at Newsmax. And a fellow by the name of Chris Salcedo has a show on Newsmax that is focusing on the threat from China right now, which I don't know if you followed this at all, but the threat is really rising. Their military is testing Taiwan. Hong Kong has been taking over. And they basically say this out loud now. China wants to defeat America. And there's some things going on with cryptocurrency, and, you know, everybody's focused on all kinds of things but this threat. So Chris Salcedo is doing the hard work for us to expose the truth about China. And so all this week on Newsmax TV, you can watch his special series called The China War. FBI even says China is a great threat to the United States. And, you know, Chris says the war with China has already started, right? So the FBI is right. So you can see him on Newsmax TV. It's the network everyone is talking about right now. It's just amazing. Reminds me of really when Fox News started. Just that great buzz out there and that comfortable shoe when you turn it on to say, oh, thank you. Just tell me what I need to know. You know, not the fights of the past or a Trump this, Trump that. It's just the news you need. And it is on all major cable systems except Midco. I guess it's not on Cable One, but I don't know if we consider those here, you know, Cable One, a major cable system, but, you know, they've been a big part of Fargo until Midco came in. So it, just bottom line, if you don't get Newsmax, call your cable operator. Tell them you want it or you're going to switch. That's what I did. And I'll switch back if they get smart. But you can also get it on your apps free on Roku, YouTube, Zumo, Pluto, Amazon Fire, Smart TV, Samsung, Sony, Vizio, LG. And again, the Newsmax app is free on your smartphones. You start watching that. The China War on Chris Salcedo tonight. Newsmax is real news. I watch Newsmax. You should too. Back in Wexford City, this is a really neat event. It's called the T4, and by T4 we mean what? Tools, trades, torque, and tech. And 1,000 kids are going to pour in here in a little bit and get some hands-on experience. Maybe it's a lineman. McKenzie County Electric. What's a lineman do? Lineman makes a lot of money. It's a good living, and they get to play with really big trucks. You know, that's not, there's nothing wrong with that. You know, there isn't. And yeah, you might get called out in the middle of a blizzard, but otherwise you're doing important work, but it isn't like you're working 24/7. So that'd be an example. There's many others here as well. Jesse Schofield is here, also known to the masses as Jesse Beater. Hi, Jesse. How are you?
Hi, Scott. It's great to see you.
Oh, I know. This dang pandemic, right? We don't get to see people as much anymore, but now we can.
It feels good, doesn't it?
It does, yeah. I'm guessing there was less of a COVID sort of reaction on the ranch than there would have been in most places in North Dakota, right?
Well, we pretty much stayed quarantined as much as we could, yeah. It's been an interesting year and summer for us, that's for sure, health-wise and things, but we got through it together and came out on the other side, so happy for that, for sure.
Absolutely. Now, first tell me about your health battles. I mean, you write about this in your wonderful columns.
Yeah, I'm an open book.
You are.
Literally.
It's so great.
I have to have a material every week, so you might as well share what's going on.
I had a nice chat with Bill Marcille Jr. yesterday, and I think he's your biggest fan. You
know? He's such a supporter, and the reason I've had the column for, I think it's been 8 or 9 years almost, so we've been back at the ranch for 10.
It's just a great column, so if you don't read it, read it. But we know you obviously went through one heck of a tough battle, and give us an update. How you doing?
I'm doing really good. I had, for those who don't know, I had a big tumor just basically covering my airway, mostly 90% blocked, which is fun when you're a singer and a speaker and during COVID. So it was really a whirlwind where I thought I had asthma and it turned into a really life-threatening thing. So they sent me quick up to Mayo and got the tumor out of my airway, but wound up having to do a sternectomy, whatever. I can't see. I'm not a doctor, so I don't even know. But they had to cut in my chest, kind of like a heart surgery, and take out the rest of the tumor out of my other side of my airway and basically take the airway apart, put it back together, and hope for the best. And the best happened, really. No more cancer, no radiation, and no chemo to speak of. So it was kind of what we hoped for, is to get it out and get on with our lives. But the healing process, you know, when you have a big surgery like that and have had trauma in your body for so long that you've been dealing with, I think that tumor had been growing for like 5 years probably.
Wow.
And you don't even know what your body's dealing with. So I'm in the recovery side of things, doing a lot of chiropractic care and PT and trying to get some of the nerve pain and stuff under control. But, you know, I don't have time for this, so I just keep trucking.
That's so good. And your mom?
Yeah.
How's the kiddos?
Oh, my gosh. Okay, so Edie is my oldest, and she's 5, and Rosalie is 3. And last night, Edie lost her first tooth.
Oh, boy.
And it was a drama, but very exciting.
Did the tooth fairy come?
Yeah, of course, yeah. Got some dollar bucks, they call it. So we're going to go shopping in Watford today after daycare.
It's amazing. I mean, our kids got to the point where they were pulling their own teeth out.
Yeah.
You know, at a point because they just knew, this is good, I got to have them. Something. And then it would go from a dollar to $5. Just wait till those, you know.
That's right. We started a little high, I think, but I was excited too. So.
those are great memories that live forever.
Yeah, never a dull moment with those kids. So
that's so cool. And it's so awesome that you're as, you know, just open book as you are in the thing. And I imagine that really helps. You know, people are praying for you. They're rooting for you.
We have so much support. But I learned a long time ago with my infertility issues and with dad's health struggles that if you don't share it, then other people don't learn from you. And that's a gift you can give back, I think, after you have a traumatic experience. Instead of being bitter about it, you can be better and make the, you know, people around you kind of understand. And my thing is, whenever we have job losses, issues with health, things that happen that we don't have control over, we at least can say, like, well, now I know what that feels like, and we can have compassion for our neighbors in that regard. Because I remember when Dad was sick, you always saw people in the hospital on TV, and you thought, oh, that would be so hard, but you didn't know what it really felt like until you were there. And then all of a sudden I was like, oh, I had friends that went through this with their parents. I had no idea what level of compassion to give them or what they needed.
And it's almost a North Dakota thing to sort of say, well, you almost stay further away when you know somebody's going through that because you're awkward, you know what to say.
And you feel like you don't want to make it worse. But what I learned is, like, first of all, you can do anything. Anything is nice. Reaching out, asking how you're doing, sending some food to the hospital. Like, there's little lessons that I learned along the way of how to take care of one another. And my community really took care of us. I mean, it's the reason we could take a breath and be home this summer. They sent us food, so much food. I think I gained like 10 pounds.
it's one of those things you just don't want to deal with. You got a husband, you got kids, and you're fighting a battle, and all that pressure's on a mom.
It was a lot. You know, at first, three or four months, I couldn't hold my kids. I couldn't lift them up. I couldn't pour their milk. So I really needed my people around me, and they really were. And so now I know how to help them, you know, when something like this might happen to them and their family. So I got good lessons to pass on in compassion. So
one of my favorite memories is when your dad was in the hospital in Bismarck before he ended up going to the cities. And Gene Veeder, for folks that don't know, is Jesse's dad. And Gene Veeder is just this great leader, came out of UND and did so many things in the way of economic development for this community. Now he's just back to being a rancher, which he should be, right?
That's his dream, right?
Stepped off the treadmill, and all those years of service, he can say, are in the rearview mirror. And I'm so happy for him because he certainly earned that. But when he's in the hospital, I'm like, I got to bring something.
Yeah.
So I brought up Nephla soup. And, of course,
sure,
he would have sooner died rather than eat Nephla soup. But your mom and your family, I think, Gene, your
chocolate
aunt. And they loved it. And I still hear to this day about, oh, when you brought the Nephla soup, it was just so I brought a big bucket of Nephla soup from Kohl's up. And they all loved it. You know, that's the way you kind of break down the walls and get rid of the tension and just help people get through it.
And that's a Midwestern thing for sure. But maybe I would assume it's that way the rest of the country. But in times like that, those little tiny things, like even, you know, a piece of chocolate or like a nice blanket, you are so engulfed in your worry, especially when someone's in the hospital that you love, and then also you're so engulfed in your pain when you're going through it.
It's just so wonderful. I'm not a doctor and I don't play one on the radio, but if I were, I would say there's something connected to two extraordinary health battles that really shouldn't have been won, and most often are not,
mm-hmm.
right? And you want it, and your dad wanted it.
Yeah.
I think it must be something connected to ranch life. It's got to be.
I don't know. I think, Dad, I keep saying, like, you got to quit trying to die because you're not very good at it. But I think we're just, I just want to tread tenderly on this because people go through stuff like this and they don't come out the other end.
Yeah.
And they have major struggles. And I have friends who, you know, have seen challenges and they lose the people they love or they lose the cancer battle. And we just, who knows why you get chosen to move forward in this life. But I think that I try to take it as a lesson and do the best I can. You know, we all make mistakes and it's hard. I say when I'm speaking about, you know, I used to think people that got cancer or had a major health issue, and even Dad says this too, like, suddenly you know more than other people, right? Like, suddenly you are like this divine creature that's so grateful, and they live every moment, you know, for what it is. But I remember being in between, like, getting the tumor out of my airway, getting ready for this major surgery, not knowing what was going to happen, if I was going to come out of it, and walking, being a mom, blah, blah, blah. The challenges that come with it, they're little, and I can't do what I want to do. Taking a break, walking up to the top of the hill and just being like, oh my God, I have cancer and my kids are still annoying me.
Yeah.
You know, like, you're still in your life and I'm so grateful, but like, you also have to let yourself be human and cry and worry and be mad. So
no kidding.
I think that's okay.
It's great lessons. And because you write about it and talk about it and you're speaking events, it's just great. I only have a minute left, but I got to ask you about your singing. Because people love your singing, and of course, every artist, every singer, I just weep for last year. There are no events.
Right.
There aren't things happening. Are you guys coming back
now? Oh my gosh, so much. We're going to, we recorded an album when I was in the middle of this cancer thing at Makoche. It's called Playing Favorites. We never got to go out and tour on behalf of it. So we're going to be out and about touring on behalf of that. When I say we, it's me and Dad and neighbor Kelly and Mike playing the songs that I grew up singing.
Oh, for great.
And so just a lot of fun, just some music that's familiar, some that isn't. So we're making a music video with the North Dakota Cowboy Hall of Fame tomorrow with one of the songs called Are There Any More Real Cowboys, kind of a nod to this cowboy culture out here. So you'll be seeing me out and about with I'll be at the TAC music venue in Fargo doing my first CD release show there in Medora and everywhere in between. So, yes, we're singing, and I can sing, which is a great thing.
Oh, my gosh.
I
little
can sing again.
Simple pleasures in life.
Absolutely.
You never take for granted again.
It's going to be great.
How do people connect with you? How do they find out more about what you're doing?
Oh, the blog is VeederRanch.com or Jesse Veeder Music, or just Google me and I'm there. I'm right there.
Right there. And if you got an event coming up, you need some great entertainment, These guys are amazing. It's wonderful. And we can tell you a little bit about the ranch life, too. So we'll keep reading you next time we chat. I want to update all things Watford City, but I wanted to first make sure everybody was great. And
sure.
I'm stopping by the store, so warn your mom.
I
need some jeans. So Jacob Davis, I'm going to clear her out.
All right.
Thanks, Jesse.
Good. Thanks, Scott.
Jesse Beter on What's On Your Mind.
Right here, right now, is where life happens. Where you do you. The dreams that grip you for a life that moves you. At First International Bank and Trust, we're passionate about putting you and your family's needs first so you can focus on what matters most. What are you living for? First International Bank and Trust. Live first. Member FDIC. Equal Housing Lender.
Did you know you can save 50% on Herman Miller chairs, the top name in office seating? Save 50% right now on special order Herman Miller office chairs during the signature sale at Interoffice Furniture in Fargo. And at Interoffice, save 20% on all in-stock furniture as well. It only happens once a year, the signature sale, with 50% off on special order Herman Miller chairs. But only through March 20th, and in our area, you can only find Herman Miller chairs at Interoffice Furniture, 1st Avenue North in Fargo.
Looks on the line from Razor's Edge Directional Drilling. They're from Bismarck, but they go everywhere, and it's a good time to get those projects going right now. Luke, why is that?
Hey, Scott. Well, this year, there's not much moisture out there. I mean, all the frost is gone. The grass is still dead, so it's a perfect time to get in, get your projects done, whether it's water lines, trenching, drain fields, septic tanks, electric lines, anything you need bored or dug in, we're your guys.
And you're doing horizontal directional drilling. What's that allow you to do?
So we're going to come in with our drill and go underneath, whether it's your yard, your driveway, you know, the road. If you got to get across the road, you're not going to dig across that stuff. So we'll come in and bore underneath it and little to no mess.
How about that, folks? So waterline projects, septic tanks, drain fields, stock dams, power, anything that needs to be drilled or dug in, and you hardly know they were there. RedDrilling.com to find out more. RedDrilling.com. Thanks, Luke.
Thanks, Scott.
Or give him a call on his cell, 701-934-1134. Razor's Edge Directional Drilling.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
According to the Wall Street Journal, the new book, The Great Devaluation, is the number one business book in the world. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, two-time national best-selling author and owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold firm in the country. We help investors put physical metals inside their IRAs. My first book, Gold is a Better Way, sparked a movement. My new book, The Great Devaluation, is the number one book in the country. I believe every investor should own physical metals. It's why I'm giving away my best-selling book to anyone with an IRA with over $100,000 for free. Call 800-900-8000 to get the bestseller, The Great Devaluation, sent directly to your door. That's 800-900-8000. The new decision is now obvious. Don't you deserve to do it with the best? Call 800-900-8000 for your free book today. That's 800-900-8000.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Hey, pretty baby, are you ready for me? Yes, you could rock and daddy down from Tennessee.
Back on What's On Your Mind, live from Watford City today. We're actually at the Rough Riders Center. We're going to talk to Pat and the crew from the Rough Riders Center and talk a little bit about all things Watford City and tourism a little later on in the show today. Governor Doug Burgum will join us next hour. Your calls, questions, and comments, welcome from him right now. In fact, you can call the Oasis Petroleum Be the Buffalo Hotline and ask your questions to the governor. In fact, I'd suggest that because we always run out of time for questions or comments, but anything that is on your mind related to the governor, call us right now, 855-200-1776. You'll be prompted to leave a message, and we'll have it. We will ask him your question and crank with that. Kev, just keep an eye on those, and we'll get those in first today with the governor coming up a little bit. Then Mike Nathy, who is a member of the House of Representatives in North Dakota State Rep, and is been championing a bill as part of the Legacy Fund to have a $100 million fund that comes out of the Legacy Fund that is for North Dakota-centric investments. Rather than North Dakota money being invested in, you know, big funds here or big funds there or whatever, most of them from somewhere else, why not have a North Dakota-centric way to do it? Why don't we bet on ourselves? Right, because it's a better bet every time. So we'll tell you about that, too, coming up. And welcome your texts, questions, or comments. You can also text your questions for the governor, 701-367-2054. Brought to you today by America's Land Auctioneer. That's Kevin Pfeiffer and his team. They have a brand new radio show. You hear it on KFIRE 550 and AM 970 WDAY, AM 1100 The Flag, and 1090 The Flag West. Watford City, Williston, Tioga, Stanley, 1090 on your radio dial. Just heard about some ratings information for KTGO yesterday. My gosh, that radio station is doing very well up in that corner of North Dakota, along with, of course, the most listened to station in the state, 550 KFIRE. The Flag is number one in Fargo. Folks like to know what they get on the radio, and then they don't go anywhere else, and we love that. So the Land Auctioneer Show, America's Land Auctioneer Show, part of that lineup, 7 a.m. Saturdays. And I'm telling you, the equipment auction lineup coming now, the land auctions going on, a lot happening. Today, as a matter of fact, in Steele, North Dakota, the Central Dakota Equipment Auction, big day for the Pipers team at the Auction Center of North America. That is online. If you can't be there, go online and be part of that right now or stop by and see them in Steele, North Dakota. The betting starts at noon today, and I'm looking at a great lineup. Incredible. They have you know, guns and ammo. They have it's everything. Obviously, the big equipment as well, but a lot of firearms. Henry Arms 22 rifle already got a bid at $500. Winchester 22 Winchester Magnum rifle already got a bid at $925. A Savage Arms Model 51 rifle $150. And so all of that's been starting before, and then the online actual auction where they sell this stuff starts at noon today. But a ton of firearms. Bow and arrow, ammo, lots of ammo, and we all know that's tough to get right now. So Pipers.com, Pipers.com, you can bid right now. I'm looking at an ATV, too. They got a bunch of ATVs. See, I'm shopping now, unfortunately. Lawnmowers are happening there. There's you know, nice John Deere mowers. Really, really nice. I mean, like 100 hours on them. So check that all out right there. The Bismarck Bucks are a big deal, and the Bismarck Bucks are in Watford City training, and they're coming to Bismarck. The coach is with us. How you doing, sir?
I'm doing well. How are you doing?
Doing fantastic. Congratulations on the Bismarck Bucks.
Great. We appreciate it. We're definitely glad to be here. It's been a great environment, great atmosphere. We couldn't ask for anything better.
How is it you decided to train in Watford City?
You know, it started with a thought process of trying to, you know, take this team to a different level and do things differently that has been done in this league before. So we had an idea about trying to do a satellite training camp like they do in NFL. Because I'll be perfectly honest, I tell people all the time, you know, no disrespect, North Dakota will never have an NFL team or NBA team.
Probably not.
Right, so we want to make this, you know, our NFL team, the highest level of indoor football is what we are in right now, and we want to make this a statewide thing. So that was our thought process of trying to make this statewide and go somewhere. So that was a thought process, and then one of the guys in the office was doing some business down here and said, Coach, you need to come check out the facilities down here. I think it might be something nice. So the original thought process was trying to do it next year, but we came down and looked at it, and then I got a phone call that, hey, they may be trying to do it this year, so they said, let's see if we can make it happen.
And the folks of this part of the world come watch you practice, pick up games? What are you doing?
Yes, we're doing practice. They can come watch. We got open scrimmage tomorrow that I know is being advertised, and it's open to the crowd as well, so I think people will be here for that. So see a good time tomorrow, kind of get experience of what the Indoor Football League is all about.
Do you Tell me about your season and when you start down in Bismarck. Tickets for sale right now, I assume?
Yes, yes. Tickets just went on for sale now. Season tickets and individual tickets. You can go to our website, BismarckBucks.com, and hit on the ticket link. And you can find that as well. We start our first game is actually next weekend in Green Bay, Wisconsin. Then we have a bye week, and our first home game is at home on May 8th in Bismarck.
Tell me what kind of basketball I'm going to see. Am I going to see some fun round ball?
Well, you won't see any basketball because it's football, so you won't see.
Football. So
you'll be waiting a long time.
Yes, exactly. I'm sorry. Yeah.
No, you're going to see some fast-paced, exciting football. The thing that's exciting about indoor football is that a lot of people like to go to a football game. I like to see scoring. I like to see a low, 6-3 game. But this, you're going to see some fast-paced action.
What would you compare it to that we watch in the way of football?
I would the physicalness, I would compare it to rugby, just that style. And the fast pace, like I said, it's different because the field is so much smaller. You actually have four arena fields can fit on one outdoor field. So you have a smaller confines. There's nowhere to run, nowhere to hide. So you're going to hear the contact. People are going to fall in your lap if you're on the front row. We always tell everybody, you can keep the football, but you got to go to the football player back. So if it goes over the wall, you got to throw him back to the field because we're going to need him. So.
Yeah, send the guy back. That's kind of fun, though. You interact with the crowd in a big way.
Very much so. I mean, we're there. We're interacting about the game. Even after the game, as part of the league mandate, we sign autographs for kids and families for 15
minutes
after
the game.
Baby. It's all about giving back to the community and doing those good things.
Can you hang around for a few minutes, Coach?
Yes, sir.
We're going to do a little Facebook Live with the coach, and I'm going to ask him the big question, and that is, will there be any kneeling with the Bismarck Bucks? Will they be disrespecting the flag? Is it a little different than we're seeing these days in the NFL, and what you think about that? Because maybe it's time for a reset on all of that. Bismarck Bucks coach on Facebook Live.
Ms. Parker, Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2 is here to tell you about a Hot Spring Spas. Great hot tub. What they cost?
They start at around $29.95 up to $20,000 with everything in between. We have one for anybody's budget and backyard. And
great financing too, right?
We do have great financing options. You know, it is kind of a waiting list thing, but we do have them coming in 2021. So get on the list, get yours, be part of Every Day Made Better.
Wellness is the word to remember. Make 2021 much better. Hot Spring Spas, Pool Tables too. Tell them Scott sent you.
For years, Peklet Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City has been there for you. And we're here for you now. Our top priority continues to be to keep our community safe and healthy. That's why we are taking extra measures in cleaning our facility to minimize any health risks. Convenient pickup and delivery to your home or office for sales and service is still available. Together, we will get through this and be stronger for it. Thank you from everyone at Peklet Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. TCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.